Today is Thursday, December 23rd, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It's been really hard this week to be in the mood to work, because a lot of people in the Spit Valve factory have taken off. And it would be a really good time for me to accomplish things, because I'm always complaining that we have so many meetings and I never can get any actual work done. And then when there are no meetings because everyone is taking holiday, but I'm not, because Mark and I took vacation over Thanksgiving. I am taking tomorrow off, but a lot of people take a week off or 2 weeks or, you know, around Christmas. But we're not going anywhere. We're just hanging out with the family here. And so, you know, there was not really any need to take off a lot of days. It's hard to get motivated because, I don't know, it's slow. No one's really talking to you, getting less emails. It would be the perfect time. But instead, I turned on YouTube videos. I caught up with Star Trek Discovery. I mean, I did have my laptop open and I was attempting to do work, but not much got done, to be honest. And I do have tomorrow off, so that just means, I don't know. I hope next week I'm a little bit more productive than I was before, or this week, because it's just, you know, I need to be productive, because then going into January, that's the last month of the current quarter that we're on, and I have some things that have to be delivered, and I need to have things done. So, I don't know. Anyway, there's that. So, nothing has really happened this week as per usual. It was just the week. I am doing this new thing for us, because normally I would cook, and I know I complain a lot about the day-to-day cooking. And I don't know, because I just felt like I needed to cook in order to lose weight, especially on Weight Watchers, because I can control all the ingredients that's in everything and I can control the points. But since I've decided I'm going to start doing calories, I don't really have to be as strict about what it is, even though it's probably healthier to go with what Weight Watchers is suggesting. You know, I don't have to because of the points. So I can eat anything that I want as long as it's within my 1,500, 1,600 calories a day. I haven't even decided what that's going to be, because I'm going to start, well, hopefully I'm going to start full force in January. Not a New Year's resolution, just, you know, it's hard to, during the holiday season, it's hard to be on a diet because you're going to Christmas parties and you're baking cookies to give to people and you have them sitting around the house and pies and cakes, and you know, all the friends and family give us baked goods for Christmas, and so we had boxes full of cake and cookies and candies and all this other stuff that we got at the Christmas party. So it's just hard to do it, but I still have the problem that it's hard for me to make myself cook every day of the week. And I've tried things like doing batch cooking on the weekend, but even then, if I, you know, it's hard for me to, I don't know, maybe I'm just lazy. I don't know what it is. But because I do enjoy cooking on occasion when it's something that, like a special occasion, or if I'm baking something, I like to bake things, bread and desserts and stuff like that. I enjoy doing that and taking it to parties and giving it to people and stuff like that. I like doing that. But just during the week, just, ugh, what am I going to cook? Okay, I got to go in the kitchen, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's just like, ugh. And so I had decided, well, I'm going to try, because in the frozen food section, you know, and we do frozen food dinner, or we do frozen dinners for lunch a lot of times, because that's very easy. Plus, I can get low calorie frozen dinners. I can do Healthy Choice or Lean Cuisine or, you know, whatever. And so we've been doing that for a while. It's harder to do that on Weight Watchers, because even those have higher points, because they tend to have rice or pasta And Weight Watchers apparently doesn't like carbs, and so those tend to be higher points. So anyway, because I'm kind of trying to transition over to calories, I've been able to go back to those, which does make it easier because I can get things that I enjoy the flavor of, and they're still within my calorie count. And so that makes it easier. But I was thinking, I thought, you know what, I'm going to look and see, because they make these family size frozen dinners. You can get spaghetti, lasagna, you can get various Asian dishes, you know, General Tso's chicken or fried rice, or you can get spaghetti, you can get enchiladas. There are different casseroles that you can get, like a broccoli cheddar cheese chicken casserole. And they're easy because you can just throw them in the oven. You can even do them in the microwave, but if you, for some reason, it just feels better doing it in the oven. And then I can just put a salad with it or, you know, something like that. And then there's a meal. So I've been trying for the past couple of weeks. I've been trying that. And actually, it's worked pretty well. Now, I don't know. I haven't weighed myself, so I don't know if how that's going to go on my weight loss journey. But it does really make it easier for me to just throw something in the oven that's already... It's already got the calories written on it. I know how many servings is in there. It's already, I don't have to worry about seasoning or anything like that. I just preheat the oven, put it in. And I was looking, and for the most part, the calories are reasonable. Because, for instance, the lasagna was 270 calories per serving, and there were 4 servings in the entire box. So let's say Mark and I ate the entire box between the two of us. That's maybe 540 calories per person. And if I'm allowing myself 1600 calories a day, I could have that along with a salad and still only be at 600, 650, 700, something like that. And then if my lunch is around, those frozen dinners are usually around 400 calories. So I'm still way under the 1600 calorie mark. And they're pretty tasty. I mean, there are lots of options. And so I've been trying those, and so far they haven't been bad. I mean, they're not as good as homemade. Maybe in some cases they're better if it's a dish that you don't know how to make. Or I don't know how to make, you know, maybe, you know. But they do have that mass-produced sort of, you know, flavor. But anyway, it's been a lot easier for me the past couple of weeks, and I have been okay with it. You know, I don't know about Mark. He doesn't really say much. He just eats and then doesn't really say much. So I'm not really sure. But I'm thinking that would be at least something I could throw in 2 or 3 nights a week, or even 1 night a week, 1 or 2 nights a week, and then to supplement, and then I could cook occasionally as the mood strikes me and maybe do easier things so that I'm not really exerting much energy. I don't know. So, we've been watching The Matrix. Matrix Resurrection, I believe, is coming out or has come out. And we decided that we were going to, Mark wanted to rewatch all the old Matrix movies so that he could remember what happened, because it's been so long since we watched The Matrix. And so we've been watching, Monday night, I don't remember the names, but Monday night we watched the original Matrix. And then Tuesday night we watched, I want to say Reloaded, but I'm not sure. The second one, whatever that was. And then last night we watched, I want to say Revolution. I think that's the third one. I could be wrong. Those could be swapped, but I'm not sure. And I'll just say, there's so many fighting scenes in The Matrix. I really like a story with less fighting scenes. And I find that there are certain movies, for instance, Transformers, the entire Transformers franchise, it's basically all action sequences. So, and they're so busy that you can't even tell what's going on. It's just metal parts flying around the screen. It's similar stuff in Matrix. And I noticed, I'm going to mention this on mix minus tonight, but I noticed there's a sound effect in Matrix that is so hilarious to me. Anyway. All right, well, we're going to end it there. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.